Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Sprague.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hello. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Indeedy, we got Coco Gauff of the Wimbledon semifinals right now. Took the second set. Third set's just kicking off here. A lot to get to in the second hour of the radio program. Want to remind you guys that Binary Brewing and The Fan have teamed up for the only Fan IPA available for a limited time. Taste the Fan.
Fantastic.
With Binary Brewing's signature West Coast IPA, go to Binary Brewing's Beaverton location and ask them about their only Fan. So good, only The Fan in Binary Brewing can pull it off. A lot to get to. As I mentioned in the second hour, we have college football odds and ends going on.
Lots going on in the old college football world.
Want to read a tweet real quick?
Oh, what do you got?
This is what's really iconic. Oh. My girl Paris Hilton stepped up to help cover the hotel room so the entire women's hockey team can go to the ESPYs together next week. Oh. Very proud to be a Hilton Honors Diamond member. Who said that tweet?
The entire women's hockey team could go? I'm assuming it's Team USA?
Yeah.
Gold medal?
Probably up for best team in the category of best team.
Somebody wasn't covering the freight for them to go to the ESPYs. They had to pay their own dime to go?
That's kind of what I learned from that, which is actually really sad.
Is that how that works?
How do you know?
Does everybody that goes to the ESPYs have to pay their own freight to go to the ESPYs?
Then why are we still doing the ESPYs?
What's the point? If you make me pay, I'm not going.
Do Oscar winners have to pay their own way?
I don't know.
Are we just finding out that all award winners actually have to pay to go to the award shows?
That kind of changes the way I feel about it. I mean, you probably still get a sweet gift basket, right? Like you get some cool gifts out of the deal while you're there. But yeah, that would make me second guess wanting to go. Who sent that? Was it Denise Richards?
Oh, you're close.
Who is it?
Flavor Flav.
Oh, Flavor Flav!
You know what time it is.
I haven't thought about Paris Hilton in a while. What's Paris Hilton up to other than paying for hockey teams?
She's a mommy now.
Is she a mommy now?
Yeah, she's a hot mommy.
Hot, yeah,
hot mommy, hot Paris mommy. Hilton.
Love the hot mommies.
Let's kick off the second hour of the radio program with a little Blazers. Yes, I found more Blazers.
Did we make a move?
No, we did not.
Okay. Did we get a guy, a shooter?
Not yet.
Okay, got it. Just checking.
Not yet.
Okay. Did we do anything else? At all?
No.
Okay, all right.
But it came out that Jaylen Brown told the Celtics he does not want to go to Portland.
Yeah, I just... If that's the reason we didn't do the trade...
I love the Blazer fans that are like, why?
But why? Yeah, no. I think we all know why. Also, you got 3 years on your deal.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah. I know, but
what's he going to do? Not show up?
No,
not going to play hard.
It's more about making the work environment not fun.
I mean, that's fine. Remember who didn't want to be here last summer? Jrue Holiday didn't want to be here last summer. Remember that one?
Yeah,
that existed for like a month.
Yeah,
trade went down. He's going to be asking the Blazers to reroute him somewhere. And now I think at this point we're done making moves in the history of our organization. He's going to retire a Blazer. I don't think we can make any more trades. I think we're done.
Well, that certainly might be the case, but there's not a lot of intel that we are currently active. LeBron put his finalists out, and we're not one of them.
And a shocking development, LeBron doesn't want to end his career in Portland.
No.
Where are you at on that one, Nike?
Might be.
you can get us Ja Morant to save his shoe deal, but we can't get LeBron?
I'm going to ask you one time.
Yeah.
You rather Nike pull resources from what they're doing at Oregon for LeBron for one season, or say no to LeBron for one season in the hopes that... This is the year it finally pays off.
Does my investment level in football go back to where it was after LeBron's retirement tour?
I would assume so. You're
then
the
yes,
same.
I
it's
do
you.
It in a heartbeat.
It's you.
In a heartbeat.
Really?
In a heartbeat.
You'd punt
for
on the
one
idea
year
of a title?
Yeah, that's fine. I can handle 1 year. For 1 year of LeBron?
What if this was a year where like the 5 seed won the national championship?
It's like a 3-loss Arizona State
it's
wins the title.
It's super.
What?
There's injuries. Like right. Everything breaks the way
this
of
the
random.
Year.
And
this
you,
our year.
You punted on it so you could get 18 points per game LeBron and a jersey for one season.
I would buy
season.
A LeBron jersey. It's so fast, dude. Are you kidding me? I'd try to go to as many games as I could as a media member. Every time there's a weekend game, I'd be there.
I'd kick around season tickets.
Yes.
I gotta be honest with you.
That's how big of a deal
I
would be
talk to
for
my wife
year.
And be like, can we bite the bullet for 1 year?
The idea of him, Like, Ant Edwards and LeBron is a fun combination to think about. There's also a really weird nature of picturing LeBron ending his career in a Minnesota Timberwolves jersey. Like, it just doesn't fit in my brain.
Does the 76ers?
No, but at least that's a bigger market, a more historic franchise. Hmm. There's Joe, like, I get it. You got Ant, you got LaMelo, they've been in conference finals. It's just, the Timberwolves have been so irrelevant for 99% of my life that's just a weird, that's a hard one to wrap my head around.
I mean, I totally get where you're coming from. Yeah. As many people point out, it'd be odd for him to choose his go-out season. It's with Ant
LaMelo
Edwards,
Ball.
But it's LaMelo Ball. Yeah.
And LeVar Ball's giving quotes about how he's better than LeBron in podcast interviews. Like, why would you sign up for that, man?
You know the problem. Problem is my kid don't have the ball enough.
Get it out of LeBron's hands. Give it to LaMelo.
What's LeBron, 42? Barely young than me. Like, oh, no.
I could beat him on one foot. Now, didn't he rule out Denver? Denver's out. Did I read that correctly?
The finalists are Miami, Cleveland, and Philly.
Okay.
Those are the three finalists according to the reporting.
Okay, that's it. That's all we got. Yeah. I'm rooting for Philly. I think Philly's got a chance to end a historic title drought.
I still think Cleveland. I know people don't agree with this.
The sentiment of it, yeah.
I like the idea of him going out in Cleveland.
They deserve it.
Having the three jerseys. But if you're making me choose a second option, I don't even want Miami in the finalists.
No, like, I want nothing to do with that.
I want nothing to do with that. Go to Philly or go to Cleveland.
Yes.
That's where I'm hoping it happens.
From a basketball sense, rooting for Philly. From a sentiment standpoint, totally fine with Cleveland. Don't go to Miami.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jaylen Brown didn't want to be here, so we didn't want to go all in. So I don't know how do you parse out the reporting of Jaylen Brown not wanting to be here with the Trailblazers internally viewed him as a net negative.
Yeah, it's one of those weird aftermath. Let's leak. Let's run to the bathroom and gossip
we didn't really want him anyway.
Exactly. That's
well, I didn't want to be there anyways. Oh, you dirty boy. I just, like, what are we doing here, man?
I don't know.
That stuff shouldn't matter. Like, I get that's a fair and valid argument for Giannis on a one-year deal. Because if he's signaling, I'm not going to sign the extension, that's a very reasonable debate to have of that's a lot of assets for 1 year and he's not going to likely resign here. Mm-hmm. And if you win the title like you're Toronto, it's great. Then maybe in 3 years he gets traded back like Kawhi Leonard just did.
Yeah.
But if you don't win the title and you give up all your assets and he leaves, like, all right, we're kind of screwed now. Totally fair and valid. Jaylen Brown's under contract for 3 more years and he did not have a no trade clause. I don't care if he wants to be here or not. That's on your leadership in your locker room. That's on, he's played with Jrue Holiday. They have a good relationship, I'd imagine. It's on Mike Anori. It's on those guys to make sure that he fits into the fold. It does feel like we know the NBA is a gossipy league, but in the aftermath of it, one side saying we didn't want him and the other side saying I didn't want to be there anyways.
Yeah.
And it's just left with us not doing anything other than Ja Morant.
Yeah, but like of the two instances here, because clearly the league did feel a certain level of Jaylen Brown worth it, not worth it.
I think there's validity to both of them. Yeah.
But of the two, you're more likely to believe Brown didn't want to be here than you are. How do you internally see him as a net negative?
I just have a really hard time
with
that, man. I have a really hard time with that. You could say that the contract's
the
too
fit,
rich.
Yeah, the contract.
Totally fair.
And maybe that's part of the whole net negative. But he'd be your best player.
Yes. Yes.
So what are we debating here?
I don't know. We don't need him, though.
Yeah, we certainly don't need him.
Trenton Watford's available.
I was texting with some media members yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting, the tone of like, they're really going to do the Ja Morant media stuff Saturday in Vegas. And I have been told by two different people that Cronin won't talk. And I'm coming from a media angle, so you out there driving to work or hanging out with us while you're in the office, you don't have to care about this. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I think from a PR standpoint, it's a really bad look.
It's your biggest move.
Yes.
It's a very debated move.
Yes.
Just a lot of questions that come with that decision. You're doing the five guard thing. Like, here's my, if I don't agree with you on the move or the decision, that's one thing. I can respect if you're willing to come and talk about why you feel this is the right move.
Yeah.
I could hear your answer and go, yeah.
Disagree with it. Yeah.
Cronin could give an answer that makes me go, yeah. Because he's not the most savvy with the media. But you gotta, I mean, I just feel fundamentally you have to talk. You can't not. I don't care that you did this in Vegas a few years ago and all you got asked to you was Dame Lillard and his Miami request. I don't care. This is not a run-of-the-mill signing. This was a pretty big trade involving a pretty big name in the league who is coming in with a lot of question marks about his shooting, about gun stuff off the court.
He's going to be your highest paid player for the next 2 years.
He's your highest paid player until you sign Denny. I don't understand the idea and logic of we're going to host it in Vegas, and oh, by the way, the general manager who made the decision isn't going to talk and take questions. I hope he pivots out of that decision.
Yeah, I do too.
They're all the facility right now. The summer league team's getting ready for this weekend. I just cannot disagree with the decision more than to not hold a traditional press conference. And I was told that, well, it might be because Ja's in L.A. doing Nike stuff. And I'm like, and? They get on private jets all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, even if you want to host it in Vegas, fine. To not talk at all from the general manager decision-making standpoint, I couldn't disagree with that decision more.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can make an argument. Just looking over the last 10 years, it is one of the more, I don't know if controversial is the right word, but probably fair. Like, if you said the last 10 years of moves, we could debate, you know, how much you paid for a certain player, how much you used in a certain trade, how much capital you put up. Like, that stuff's debatable.
This is the second...
The idea of Ja Morant is just, it's a lightning rod in and of itself.
It doesn't make sense with your roster as currently constructed.
No, not to mention, again, all of the issues for Ja Morant and what are you getting, and he's making $42 million over the next 2 years, and like, why were you the team that rolled the dice when it did not appear that any other team in the NBA was willing to do it, and they almost had to attach draft capital to it, so it's like, they're desperate to get rid of this asset. And again, back to the take, I'm fine with the deal and the swing. I don't have any issue with it in a vacuum. Doesn't make sense with the roster right now, but I'm with you in 100% agreement. It's just there's a responsibility, I think, from an organization standpoint to explain yourself. And I agree ultimately with taking a risk on a guy like Ja Morant. I have no problem with it. Let's hope that it works out. You gave up nothing to go get him, but you should still have to sit down and say, here's the reason we felt this way. This is when the conversation started. And the idea that you got peppered by Miami media members, like, grow up. You're a big boy.
That's part of the job.
That's part of the gig, dude. You're like that. So now we're never going to do press conferences in Vegas again because Miami media members were mean to you 4 years ago. Also, how does that apply to this year? Memphis media might show up to ask job questions about his time in Memphis and what it's been like, but they're not peppering Joe Cronin with tough questions.
You're not dealing with a player that's asking out to go to a different city. You're dealing with trading in a controversial player.
Yes, it makes it seem like you're hiding, and that's the frustrating
part.
That's
my point. And I don't like it.
And I don't know if they are hiding. I don't think they are. That's not even the argument I'm trying to make. It just makes it appear that way on the outside looking in, and that's a bad look.
If you're not going to answer questions, and then also the follow-up question, it's just like, okay, the jaw stuff. Okay, explain it to me. Well, here's the reasons. Okay, so you think five guards in a Western Conference that's huge and loaded is the way to win in the West? Like, that's the follow-up, right?
Yes. But what happened to 5 years of building long-length defense to just blowing
just
that up in one offseason?
Yeah.
Now we have nothing but 6'2 guards.
Largely bad defending 6'2 guards.
Right.
I'd even throw Shaden in there. 6'5 doesn't really play defense that well.
He's a bad defender.
So, I think it stinks. I think it's awful. I don't want to go too hard. I think it's a little cowardly.
Absolutely
what are we doing
is.
Here? Like,
why,
just answer the questions. And look, the follow-up is, well, you know, they're going to do their preseason, you know, full team. Everybody comes up in uniforms the way they do every year right before the season. This is different, man. This isn't a run-of-the-mill signing of a mid-level or a role guy at best. It's a pretty big name, pretty big move. I think they should be answering questions about it, but it doesn't appear that they will, at least as of now, from what I've been told.
Ja Morant will.
Ja Morant will be in Vegas as an introductory on Saturday, and I've just heard, and if I'm wrong, then great, we'll pull the audio. I'd love to hear it, that Cronin will not be answering questions.
Yeah.
I want to get to something that happened yesterday on the show. We had Keith Smith of Spot Track. He's a pretty good contract guy. Because we're going to say no to Jaylen Brown. Because of why?
He
costs too much money. It's why the NBA largely said no thank you. And Keith Smith was on, and we talked about a range of things. If you missed that interview, you can always check it out at 1051thefan.com. But I asked him kind of at the tail end, like, Denny Avdija is going to get paid. But what is the range of Denny Avdija making per year that he would be holding as a hard line, yes, I'll do this, versus, that's a bit steep and rich for my blood. Here's Keith Smith's number on how much he would pay maximum for Denny Avdija.
Yeah, somewhere in the range of 40 to 45 average annual value feels about right to me. That's, you know, just below what a max extension would be for a guy with his years of service. It projects to start somewhere around 54 million or so. And then the nice thing is if you give him all that extra cap space, this year and you or going into next year, rather, if that's the path they go. What a lot of times what they'll do is say, hey, we were going to do a four-year, $160 million deal, which was going to pay you out at $40 million a year. But instead of that, we gave you $20 million now. So now that extension is going to become 4 years, $140 million, and that lowers the average annual value. We've seen that in these renegotiation and extensions happen before where the guy's not like a clear max player. That's what happened with Miles Turner with the Pacers on his last deal with them. So that's kind of the range where you're looking at.
40 to 45. If he's demanding 50, are they in? Because I think they're in.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, you have tied yourself to him and you have to because you're saying no to other stars. And so if he's going to ask for 50, you got to give him what he wants.
So what is the league telling us right now? The league, in my opinion, is telling us that you have one and then you build out.
Yep. It's a guy.
Is this their guy?
He's their guy.
Is it Denny Avdia?
Yes, I think it's 100% their guy.
So you look around the landscape of the league, and you look at a lot of teams' ones, quote-unquote. Do you feel great about our chances to build, paying a lot of money to Denny Avdia, and then trying to figure out everything else around him?
I do not, but I also will acknowledge that the last 2 years, you know, we can debate where Denny Avdia ranks in the pantheon of NBA players, but he's probably a top 20 player in the league, right? Ballpark. Now, some might have him at 11, some might have him at 19, but he's somewhere in that range, right? The last 2 years, we've had two near champions, one of them who won it, with players who I think are kind of in a similar range of him in terms of overall ranking, in Brunson in New York and Halliburton in Indiana, who were the best players on their respective teams. Now, very differently built, right? You got the Brunson contract stuff, so it's not a direct apples-to-apples comparison. If I'm trying to be optimistic, that's the road that I go down. But I also acknowledge that it's incredibly difficult to build a roster out that way when your best player isn't one of those guys that is a undoubted, bona fide, top-five guy in the NBA. And you got to be smart and put the right pieces around them because for as good as Denny Avdia is in some categories, he's not a perfect shooter. We're going to see how he plays off the ball this year. Mm-hmm. He's not a dynamite defender. It's not like that's a strength of his on the other end. And so while he has a lot of pluses and a lot of things that you can lean on, then you got to go about building the roster the rest of the way to mask his weaknesses. And I think when you look at New York as a prime example of this, we have a small point guard who at times can be inefficient, but he's a super closer late when you get him into the game. And he's not good defensively. So what do we need to go get? Let's get some guys who can shoot. Let's get some guys who can open the paint, Karl Anthony Towns. Let's get some guys who are really good wing defenders, OG Anunoby, Bridges, guys that can have size around him to make the roster fit. And this, again, gets back to the Cronin conundrum of this weekend of I don't feel like they've done that with Denny Avdia. If he truly is your guy, have you surrounded him with the best possible pieces that you can in order for him to be successful? Because you went out and got a guy this offseason who was going to take the ball out of his hands in Ja Morant, and you were already adding one more back to the roster in Damian Lillard, and now it's a question of can Denny Avdia fit as a, at times, third fiddle in the offense? Because there will be occasions in which he is that. And so lot of lingering questions with it.
Like, you have Denny Avdia as a third fiddle.
I mean, not every night, but in moments, yeah. Like, he's not going to handle the ball on every possession. He's not going to take the shot every time down the floor. Are we just not going to let Dame handle the rock? Are we not going to let Ja attack the hoop?
I mean, it's the biggest thing I have about it on the Ja stuff is, and I think right now if you press me, I'd say, yeah, I think the Blazers are telling you Denny's their one, and they're going to pay him. And I'm not convinced because if you're him, why would you not be commanding $50 million a year?
Yes. I also have this just lingering in the back of my mind of I from everything that I've read and heard, I don't think a short extension's coming next year. I don't think it behooves him to sign that.
You think he goes to free agency?
I think we are playing this out for 2 more years, and he's headed for unrestricted free agency, at which point you hope there's a wink and a nod agreement that there's an extension in place because it's not a bird rights thing. It's not a matching offer thing. He is an unrestricted free agent.
You know what was funny is Zach Lowe said the other day that he knows teams that actively root against their players from achieving individual accolades.
Because it could cost some more.
Well, yeah, if Denny Avdia makes second-team All-NBA this year because he's awesome.
Yes, that unrestricted free agent contract.
I'm absolutely hitting unrestricted free agency.
Yes.
I'm not signing an extension with Portland.
No. For $30 million for 1 year, so
I
then
might
you can
re-sign
offer
in Portland, but sure. I'm hitting unrestricted free agency because I'm not asking for $40 million a year.
Nope.
And I thought that's kind of where I just disagree with Keith of like, why would he agree to it?
Yeah.
Maybe he will. Maybe he's like, actually, I like being here. They treat me well. Like, I'll stay in Portland. Okay.
Right.
But I also wouldn't really understand of, like, you did a bet on you contract. It's worked. You're one of the best valued deals in the entire league. You might be a top three best contract in the entire league.
Without a doubt.
From a production standpoint and a dollar and cent standpoint.
Right.
Why would you not just wait it out, go to free agency, and see who gives you what?
Yeah, I mean, you could. Donovan Mitchell is probably a better player than him. The accolades, the career, the run he's been on, right? Lengthier, like, no argument there. What did he just get in his...
273.
What's he going to make per year?
70.
$70 million.
It gets to 75 one
and
of
you're, but you're telling me he's $30 million more than Denny Avdia?
No.
Not a chance in hell.
Not a chance.
You can make an argument Denny could be 60. Now, again, all NBA will dictate this and what accolades he gets in the next 2 years.
Maybe we got Ja because we knew we were going to lose Denny. It's a two-year plan.
Well, that's the one thing about the Jaylen Brown stuff that I just chuckle at. If that ends up being true, you have Denny Avdia over the next 2 years making less than $15 million.
Yeah.
On your salary cap.
It's a great deal.
So a big contract, like, all right, you're one of the extension, maybe. You got to figure that out. But you could trade the expiring of Jaylen Brown if you needed to at that point. Like, next 2 years' salary is not your problem. That's the funny part. Mm-hmm. And they showed you that because they were willing to go give and pick up John Morant's $42 million over the next 2 years.
Yeah. That's fascinating, man. We'll see what it's going to be. But the Blazers reportedly said that Brown was a net negative. Brown reportedly said, I didn't want to go to Portland. And a little follow-up stuff on the Ja Morant introductory stuff, which is supposed to be on Saturday. We have a lot more to get into in hour number two. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan. We'll talk with Bill Riley coming up at 8 a.m. today. We'll talk some college football with our good friend over there in Salt Lake City, Utah. Got back from Dallas yesterday.
God bless the beaver.
College football coverage on The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one prize, 5 years, guaranteed Xfinity. Imagine that. Rolling on here, I'll get into some college football here in just a few minutes. How does the Las Vegas Jacks sound to you guys?
That's thrown out there. That's a new NBA team, the Las Vegas Jacks.
There was a thing filed with a group. It features Jerry Colangelo, Vinny Del Negro, Jay Williams. It's like a list of people who've been around basketball their whole lives.
Right.
And it's filed under the name Las Vegas Jacks.
I'm not revolting at it. I don't think it's the worst name out there. I know. This is a big one for you. You're very anti-Jacks.
This is worse than the Pelicans.
This is worse than the Pelicans.
Yeah.
How's it worse than the Pelicans? Pelicans were an all-timer.
They were an all-timer. They should be the Jazz. So, I don't know what we're doing here with Utah.
They shouldn't have a team, if we're being honest.
You're not wrong there.
To play a Vegas pun, a spade here, and let's move them out of New Orleans. What about the Spades? Does that work for you?
Should just be the New Orleans Maravich.
I mean, they clearly want to go with the theme, right? The Vegas theme.
Why? Why do we do this? Does it have to be like a known theme in everything?
And I think a name that matches the city helps a little bit.
A lot of Raptors in Toronto. There are Grizzlies in Memphis?
There are not. I don't believe so. No.
Oh, okay. All right. No.
I don't have any issue with it. I think it's a fine name.
We have a cat. We got a pinwheel as our logo.
Well, we're the Trailblazers. You know, we're blazing trails. Oregon Trail. Get it? You know, fits.
All right. You like the Jacks. You want to say, hey, we're playing the Jacks today.
Now, is
I think
Jacks?
Any new team name you throw out is
it's
going
the
to be
the most depressing face card you can come up with.
Yeah, I know.
I think any team name you throw out is going to be met with that hasn't been used before is going to be met with that's really dumb.
I can be open-minded to team names,
certainly. When was the last – I mean, how many of the team names have we had over the last 10 years that we've been like, ooh, great team name? Kraken was solid.
Kraken
was great.
Yeah.
The Utah Mammoth.
Commanders stupid.
The Mammoth was met with great applause.
Yeah, Mammoth is solid.
Commanders was awful.
Commanders
it
is
still
awful.
Is, by
Guardians
the way.
Is awful.
Guardians was bad.
Both of those were absolute whiffs.
Yeah, it could have been the Spiders.
Do you like the Vegas Knights?
Yeah.
Because it's a higher face card? It's allowed?
No, it's the Golden Knights, and it
Golden
had to
Knights.
Do with the owner being a West Point.
Wait, what face card is the Knights?
I was thinking Kings, Knights,
no.
Kings.
No, that's not the same thing at all.
No.
The Knight works for the King.
Is the Aces okay?
I love the Aces.
Aces are
so why is the Aces okay?
Because it's the best card.
Oh, okay. So no other cards allowed?
It just also sounds better. Las Vegas Aces?
I think Jacks is a good name. I got no issue with
you
it.
You like Las Vegas Jacks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I like it.
So if you were owning a team in Vegas, you'd go with the Vegas, like,
based I don't know if it would theme? Go. I don't know if that's where I would go, but when I saw it yesterday, I was like, eh, that's not bad.
Oh, I think it's awful. Mm.
What else are you going to do?
I don't
you
know.
Could
do
give clubs. Me a team name.
You could do clubs.
No, I don't like that.
Diamonds.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to do the Vegas thing, like, with the casinos and the cards. Like, why do we got the chips?
So what do you want to be, the Outlaws?
I like the Outlaws, actually, a little better than
the Bandits,
Jacks.
The Las Vegas Bandits.
It's better than the Jacks. You've given me two that I've liked better than the Jacks.
Should they just go with the Las Vegas Mob?
What about the Mob?
The Las Vegas Mob?
The Mafia?
Mafia would be solid if they went that route. I'd be all for it.
Are you going to the game tonight? Who are they playing? Mafia? I'm in. Keep your thumbs.
I like the Mob better than the Mafia.
I'm cool with that.
They're never going to do that, though.
Well, they
you
would
that.
Never do that.
Of course they're never going to do that.
They're also worried about gambling problems in their league. They're going to Las Vegas. Yeah. So they're already doing stuff that they don't necessarily want to do. I just wanted to throw it at you guys what you thought about Las Vegas Jacks.
I can put that up as first poll question of the day. Do you like the name Las Vegas Jacks?
I don't know what I would do to answer your question.
You got
to
give me an answer.
Well, I mean, can I get as much time as they got about coming up with their name? They didn't just do that yesterday and say, let's file something.
The snakes?
Today.
That is very true.
Snakes?
There's snakes out there in the desert. Scorpions? What else they got in the desert?
This is my point. Like, no matter what you throw out, almost overwhelmingly will be met with, that's what you picked?
Okay, I'm going to throw something at you. You're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Because I know you well enough. The Las Vegas basketball team.
No. God, no. This is not European soccer. We're not a football club. We're not a basketball club. So what, you want ties now, too? You want 0-0 draws?
LVBC? Las Vegas Basketball Club?
No.
I like,
it's
ludicrous. I like where you're going with this.
No, it's horrible.
Would you do Las Vegas or just Vegas?
Just Vegas.
Because I text somebody a while ago that
I lean Vegas.
I wish the fire would have gone Rose City, and they couldn't have disagreed with me more. Because I don't know. I think Rose City would have been cool and unique.
Because it's the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's Vegas Golden Knights.
But it's the Las Vegas Aces.
Right. Yeah. Is it going to be the Las Vegas A's or the Vegas A's?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Because I would go Vegas A's there.
Talk about other new teams. We all universally hated the Fire. Now, not new. It had been used before, but we were very against the Fire.
I still don't like the name.
Neither do I.
Their logo's good. I'll give them that. Their gear's cool, but I don't like the name.
The point is, I just think it's hard to have the Valkyries. Is the Valkyries a good name?
I loved the name. I hate the colors they went with. They went purple and black instead of just doing the Warrior thing where the fans with yellow and blue could just keep wearing the color scheme.
Wear the same color scheme.
Also, you're the Warriors, Valkyries. Those kind of go together to me.
Those fit, so now we need to fit again?
No, I'm just saying in that you gave me an example and I'm giving you an instance that fits.
I'm going to throw it up as a poll question.
Vegas Jacks, maybe you do the Vegas thing and drop the loss.
Now, the baseball team should change their names to the Jacks because apparently you're going to hit 8 billion home runs.
Well, it'll be a little bit bigger than their AAA ballpark there. But yes, there were a lot of home runs when they went and played.
The balls be flying out of the yard.
Better move those fence back a little bit.
15.
Well, that stadium's being built. Do we know what the measurements are on the outfield yet? Do we have that out? Like, is it 330? Is it 315? Is it 400?
They make
center?
Good progress, but I don't think they've released dimensions yet.
They haven't given the dimensions?
I have not seen them, at least. Poll question is up. Do you like the Vegas Jacks? Do you like the name?
Vegas Strips?
The Vegas Strips, yeah. The poles? Not bad.
What about the Sinatras?
How about the Vegas Craps?
What about, you know what could be? The Rat Pack?
The Rat Pack?
The Vegas Rat Pack? Throw rats on the court when somebody hits a 40-point burger.
I'm almost like to the point where I think you go Toronto. I think you go way out of the realm of what
just
makes sense.
Just out of the world, the aliens.
Just to come up with a better name.
Yeah.
That's all I'm after. I just want a better name. We don't have to like all the expansion names to your point, but like I was one, and I think I'm unique in the sense of like I loved the Washington football team. I did. I loved it. I thought it was great.
You were on an island on this one.
That's okay. It's better than the Commanders. Am I wrong there?
I will agree with it. It's better than the Commanders, but that's also like you were jumping over the lowest
possible
bar. It's a
very low bar.
Yeah. You could throw literally anything at me, and it's better than Commanders.
What was the one that referenced the fighter pilot? Was it Red Tails?
It was the Red Tails.
Yeah,
Red Tails,
the
Red
Black
Hogs.
Pilots.
Any of them would have been great. And you could have kept red in the name.
Yeah, you could have done the logo, and instead of the Native American head, you could have done a pilot. Like,
or you could have had, like the tail. Was that the rudder on an airplane or
something? Yeah.
Cleveland had the easiest layup of all time.
That,
and they just
I don't know how they
pants.
Blew that. I really don't know.
Spiders would have been one of the highest selling jerseys in merch.
Those
sale,
hats
like, in
would
the
have
league.
Been outstanding.
Dude, there would have been a spider web hat that so many kids would have wanted to rock.
We got the Las Vegas Mirage.
So
the Las Vegas Escorts. Las Vegas or the Vegas Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes.
Vegas Craps.
Yeah, the Craps is.
I mean, that's not bad, but. I don't think he would. We've got to play the craps tonight.
So,
what?
Okay, let me ask you.
The Vipers, the gamblers, the dealers, the aces of spades.
The dealers is
the
a funny
flush,
one.
The Vegas flush.
The Vegas flush. I mean, double entendre.
Yeah.
Cards and dunks.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I think I go out of the realm of what traditional Vegas-based stuff is where I think I ultimately land. I just don't like the Jacks. I'm sorry.
This also highlights the extreme difficulty in naming a team, because I saw this story yesterday, and I saw the logo, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. And you saw the story yesterday, and you thought, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen before.
Isn't the logo just a black Jack?
It was just a card, yeah. It was just a face card. Yeah. That was it. But I saw it, and I'm like, ah! That's kind of cool. Plays in Vegas. I like that. And then somebody else sees it and they have the exact opposite opinion and reaction to it.
Yeah, you're right there.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, we'll see. Las Vegas Jacks seems to be the name for the expansion franchise. No LeBron James mentioned on that ownership situation.
No, not yet. Having a guy still in the league being an owner of an NBA team might be a bit of an issue.
Can you be a player and an owner at the same time?
I don't think so. Not for another organization. No. Definitely not.
No, you cannot.
Jerry Colangelo leading the group, though. They got $8 billion lined up.
The group is not very heavy financially based. Like Jay Williams and Vinny Del Negro?
The thing I read yesterday said they have $8 billion in backing.
I know they have the backing. They have the buyers. It's Casino Alley, right? Like, why would you not? Colangelo being a part of it makes me think that when LeBron does retire, he's had that relationship for how long with Team USA?
Oh, he'll slide into that role for sure.
Right? So
Come on down, buddy.
He'll slide right in there,
yeah.
And everything will make a lot of sense for them at that point.
The Nevada Nightcrawlers.
I mean, if you went Nevada, too, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Nevada Wolfpack's a pretty sweet name.
I'm against states.
Really?
I am, yeah.
Why?
I just prefer the city.
What if you did a city?
If we were the Oregon Trailblazers.
But what if you did the city with the state as your name? Like the Houston Texans.
Talk about other terrible names.
Terrible.
Just awful. They haven't changed it all these years later.
You could have just done the Oilers again.
Guess what they have a lot of in Texas and Houston? Oil. Fits.
I can't believe they went that direction. By the way, speaking of pissing in your Cheerios, did you see what the NBA said no to?
No.
No, I missed that.
The Utah Jazz reportedly were trying to, in a fun effort to make Summer League more exciting, were efforting to get Keontae George to be their coach for their Summer League.
Oh.
And the NBA was like, no.
Why? What? It's Summer League, man.
Exactly.
Let me coach a game.
Let Dame coach the Blazers Summer League team.
That'd be fun.
Let's go.
In on that.
I'd be more interested in that. I mean, I get the argument of as an organization, you want to develop, give him an opportunity, even though it's just Summer League, of like, we got a young coach and see how he handles timeouts and that kind of stuff, whatever. But from a fun standpoint, from a fan standpoint.
You let a young, good player do it just for funsies. The coaching staff as
even
a
if it's not
it.
The entire, like, it's just one game. What the hell? Yeah. Roll him out there. What lineup you come up with tonight?
Apparently, circumventing the salary cap. So far, successful and okay for the NBA. Coaching a summer league team as a player.
Not okay.
You've crossed the line.
The scorpions.
Stop it right there.
The jackals. The vices.
Speaking of Vegas, something Vegas-based popped up in a response to a story that has gone quite viral. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. We'll get to that coming up next. Bill Riley at the top of the 8 a.m. hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1. All right, welcome back in. We'll get to Bill Riley coming up here at the top of the 8 a.m. hour. Talk some college football with Bill Riley, longtime voice of the Utah Utes, just getting back from Big 12 Media Day.
Interesting year for them, man. The new era begins. Mm-hmm. Kyle Whittingham gone.
Morgan Scalley.
Yes.
Come on down. So talk all things college football and Big 12 with Bill Riley, presented by Monster, is what we think he's going to say, actually.
Has to, with every answer.
I wanted to do a follow-up on that because that story really traveled yesterday.
Yes, it did.
And everybody made fun of the Big 12, and rightfully so. It's one of the worst sports deals I've ever seen in my life. I love the defense of it came out later yesterday of, you know, actually in the deal, Monster has to contractually advertise about the Big 12 like over 100 countries or something crazy. I was like, why would anybody?
Okay.
What does that do for you?
Are you going to be in all the Monster ads now? There's going to be like a Texas Tech mascot in the background running around, like a centaur.
We talked about having to have the patch on the jersey, right? And yes. I said, like, you should just have said to every school, go get a patch if you want. If you can make more money, go make more money. And we went through schools joking, like you said, is Iowa State. And I joked and I said, well, probably not them. It came out yesterday. UNLV has a jersey patch. They make $2+ million a year for it.
Yes, they do.
What conference is UNLV in?
It's a good little deal right there. Not in the Big 12.
They're going to make more money than a Big 12 team's going to make to have a jersey patch. They're UNLV football. If you said basketball, like, there's at least a history.
Right.
Football?
You know who else is making more than them? A Pac-12 team, Washington State. We talked about it last Thursday when you were out. They just did a deal with the Cowlitz tribe, if I remember correctly. I don't want to miss let me go find the tribe name. But I think the deal was
they got the tribe money.
$8 million for 3 years, if I remember correctly. Off the top of my head. We got to that briefly on Thursday when you were out. And I was like, damn, that's a good deal. That's a great branding. It's a local tribe. Makes sense. Like, let's put that thing on there. That's a better deal than what Monsters get, or what the Big 12 schools are getting for Monster.
Yeah.
The only argument for the Monster deal is if it's like that's year one and we don't know where it's going to go, and in 3 years they're making 75, you know, like it gets to that point, then fine. But on a 1 year deal, if that's all it is, it's just a horrendous business move for them.
They worked on that deal, Brett Yormark said, for an entire year.
Yeah, they've been
did a year of research and you concluded that $20 million
that's the one that you could come up with. Like,
what are we doing?
Get the hell out of here, dude.
Somebody, Brett Yormark's really good in business. I'm shocked nobody said, dude, that's actually doesn't break down to that much for these teams.
There's a lot of stuff that he's done. Some of it is but it's the Confederate Tribes of Colville, I believe, reservation. That's the
Cougar one.
So it's a little bit longer than that. My apologies. 5 years, $8.43 million. So ballpark it out, right? To me, it's still because it's an individual thing and it makes sense for your school. The Kansas State AD, by the way, came out, was asked about it yesterday at Big 12 Media Day, and they asked him, can you change the color on your jersey? And he said, no. That's one of the rules in place.
So the patch is going to be
the green M. It is the green M. You cannot, because they were asked, like, can you change it to, like, Kansas State colors so it
fits
the jersey?
Do any of them have a green rivalry, the way that we joked about Oregon having a purple patch?
I mean, who's the rival of Baylor? Yeah, we asked about that yesterday. I don't know who Baylor's is. It TCU? Is it, I don't know.
It has to be TCU, right?
Who's Baylor's primary rival? That they're the only, to my knowledge, as I'm scrolling through.
Is it Houston?
Are they the only green school in the Big 12? They're the only one, right, in the Big 12 that has green? Are we missing a green school?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Baylor's the only one. Some of them it'll look better than others. Let's see, who's Baylor's biggest football rival?
We don't care.
I have no idea. Cares. No idea. TCU, according to Google.
Yeah,
TCU.
Purple.
So
TCU's half a little
TCU's
green on their jersey.
TCU's going to have to wear their purple jerseys with a green M on it, and that is it's a different shade, but, you got that in there.
Rich Rod said yesterday, because, he's back into the swing of
things. Yes, he is. Coached last year. He had an okay year one last year.
Said, I love the Big 12. But it would be nice to have some regional matchups. Can't we all come together, shake hands, give each other a group hug, and then have an Eastern regional, a Southern regional, a North regional, and everyone just share the money? There's money for everybody, and we can all get along, 60 of us or so. I think that would be great. I'm going to put my pitch right now. I'm not speaking for anybody but Coach Rod, and he would like for all Power 4 teams to come together, shake hands. Let's get the biggest TV package in the history of packages.
Yep.
And West Virginia could have Pitt, Virginia Tech, Penn State, Maryland, Cincinnati, and maybe Virginia and North Carolina all right there. Fans could do it. Drive there. Rivalries every year. I got a lot more time behind me than ahead of me. I want to get this thing right before I leave.
Not wrong.
Rich Rod making it his entire life's mission now, seeing death at the forefront of the horizon, like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to try to fix college football before I die.
He's not wrong. It would be great. We used to have it. It was a wonderful thing.
We did used to have it.
Played teams in your region. You had rivalries. Played them for 100 years. Now we play Rutgers in conference games.
Yep.
And they play Arizona in conference games.
Yeah, none of it really makes sense.
Not sure people realize this, but West Virginia, quite a bit away from Arizona. That is a bit of a haul. Stanford and Cal play in the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and they live on the Pacific Coast.
Do you even feel confident saying Texas Tech is the favorite in that conference?
I do.
You don't hesitate a little bit?
No, I don't. I don't. I think they...
What if their quarterback sucks?
Their quarterback sucked last year.
Yeah, he did.
Did you watch the Orange Bowl?
I did.
He couldn't complete a pass. Now, our defense was good.
I was going to say...
They played Indiana the next week, 15. And Indiana hung 60 on us in the first half.
Yeah, so. I guess the BYU results kind of leave you
sucked.
Like...
Baron Morton was terrible.
Is ASU going to be better?
ASU's an interesting team, man. They moved on. I mean, they didn't move on, but Sam Levitt is the divorce, right? I mean, he was the guy that led them to the playoff 2 years ago with Scadaboo. Now, obviously, he's in LSU, so you got a new quarterback there.
That's going to be one that I remember when I see him in an LSU uniform. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's at courtside.
Talk about big expectations there, man. Don't disappoint. They'll run you out of town if you go 7-5 this year and you're one in Baton Rouge and you throw some bad picks in big games.
Well, he's the interesting one of, like, the reported thing was behind the scenes for him.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot going on back there. He wasn't showing up to team functions. There was a lot of problems there. Mm-hmm. I just think Texas Tech, from a roster standpoint, is so far above everybody else outside of. They might not have the best quarterback in the conference. I would argue last year that they didn't. I just, from an offensive line, defensive line standpoint, from a money spending standpoint, they are so far ahead of everybody else in the Big 12. Love to be wrong, because I'd love to see Texas Tech fall flat this year and lose and not win the conference. They steamrolled it last year. Was anybody even – they had their quarterback hurt for a game.
It was BYU. BYU was the closest team to them.
Well, they lost a game.
Yeah.
They lost a game. They didn't lose to BYU. They lost to Arizona State.
No, BYU was the closest in the standings.
Sure, in the standings. Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of conference play, because the two times they played BYU, they kicked the crap out of them.
Especially that first one.
Jeez,
that first one.
Game was over at halftime. Second one.
At least the BYU came out the gate in the beginning of that second one.
Yeah, and they lost obviously the one game with their quarterback hurt. But outside of that, I don't remember any other games being remotely competitive for them last season. It's
a conference full of a lot of
Yeah, I'm trying
to see. Like, what's Baylor with Aranda this year?
Right. Cody is DJ Lagway good?
Exactly. Cody Campbell came out and was like, you know, the problem in our conference is you got to get invested. And people are like, you're a billionaire.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Easy for you to say. Here are their other Big 12 results. Utah 34-10, Houston 35-11, Kansas 42-17, Oklahoma State 42-0, Kansas State 43-20, BYU that one 29-7, Central Florida 48-9, West Virginia 49-0, and then BYU again 34-7. So outside of the one loss to ASU with their backup quarterback, who will be the starter this year, nobody touched him.
It's a Magic Hat Thursday. We'll get to the Magic Hat coming up in the fourth hour. We'll kick off hour number three with our good friend, talk some college football, Bill Riley, longtime voice of Utah, big college football guy. Let's talk some college football, Bill Riley, hour three, 105.1, The Fan.